Dramatis Personae of the Two Gentlemen of Verona. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Two Gentlemen of Verona by William Shakespeare. Dramatis Personae. Antonio, father to Proteus.
Read by Ernst Patinama.
Duke of Milan, father to Silvia.
Read by Algy Pug.
Eglamour, agent for Silvia in her escape.
Played by Amy Graymore.
First Outlaw.
Read by Algy Pug.
Host, where Julia lodges.
Read by Adrian Pretzellis.
Julia, beloved of Proteus. Read by Elizabeth Klett. Launce, servant to Proteus.
Read by Ariel Lipshaw.
Lucetta, waiting woman to Julia.
Read by Avai.
Panthino, servant to Antonio.
Read by Peter Bishop.
Proteus, a gentleman.
Read by Denny Sayers.
Second Outlaw.
Read by Chris Sanner.
Sylvia, beloved of Valentine.
Read by Musical Heart 1.
Speed, a clownish servant to Valentine.
Read by David Goldfarb.
Third Outlaw.
Read by Jared Klett.
Thurio, a foolish rival to Valentine.
Read by Matthew Rhys.
Valentine, a gentleman.
Read by MB.
Narrated by Elizabeth Klett. End of Dramatis Personae. Act One of The Two Gentlemen of Verona. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Two Gentlemen of Verona by William Shakespeare. Act One. Scene One. Verona, an open place. Enter Valentine and Proteus.
Cease to persuade, my loving Proteus. Homekeeping youth have ever homely wits. Were't not affection change thy tender days to the sweet glances of thy honoured love, I rather would entreat thy company to see the wonders of the world abroad than, living dully sluggardized at home, wear out thy youth with shapeless idleness. But since thou lovest, love still and thrive therein, even as I would, when I to love begin.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?